Howdy, folks. I'm fixing to tell y'all about Texas, nicknamed the Lone Star State.
I'm particularly fond of these. I pulled them out of a place on Midgard called Texas.
Don't mess with Texas?
That's the message.
I'm Walker, and I'm Texas Ranger.
Sexy. I mean, anything for Salinas.
Welcome to this week's episode of Texas Slang for Crazy. This week, we're talking about the time the devil went dancing in San Antonio. Listen, we all know that the devil lost badly in a fiddle contest in Georgia, but Texas has their own twisted tale of the devil coming on down to the south. It was either around Halloween or Lent in 1975, some say 79, and people were partying down at El Camaroncito nightclub near Old Highway 90 on the west side of San Antonio. Today, the area is fairly well built up, a lot like the area near the Huebner Onion House, but it was a good-looking dancer that made this club legendary. The man was gorgeous, dashing, and all the ladies were calling him El Guapo. While most folks don't recognize the newcomer, he was one hell, pun intended, of a dancer, and pretty soon every woman in the club wanted to take a spin with him. He was dressed in the latest style. Some say he was dressed in black, others say it was all white. With his hair slicked back and wild eyes, he was the life of the party. For hours he danced with woman after woman, twirling and dipping them. One young lady was definitely not supposed to be there that night. Her parents had cautioned her about her reputation if she continued to go out dancing. She decided she was going to go dancing anyway. Around midnight, she was dancing with this new El Guapo and made the mistake of looking down at his feet after one of them made a misstep. Some say what she saw were chicken legs. Others say that she saw a wicked set of cloven hooves. Some say it was one of each. Regardless, this sent her into hysterical screams. She pulled away from the man, and pretty quickly, a room full of people were looking at the newcomer in shock. The men started to go after him, and he ran away quickly, dodging into the men's restroom. It said he made it out the window before anyone could catch him, but he left behind the reek of sulfur. If you ask any local old-timers in San Antonio, especially those into Tejano music, they will usually give you a smile and a look of recognition. Oh, that place the devil showed up? El Camaroncito has changed hands multiple times since the 70s, including becoming a strip club and a swingers-only private club. As of late 2020, it was still empty. I did find kind of a sad note on a YouTube video advising that there's another version of the story. Evidently, there's also a rumor that this supposed devil was just a war vet with a wounded leg, that he had gotten a wooden leg as a replacement. And the story ended up causing some pretty major damage to the business because really only ghost hunters and those seeking out the weird wanted to go check out this club. As always with Texas urban legends, they can be a lot of fun to tell, but the blend of fact and fiction is usually a very strange mix.